This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. While other parts of the state are seeing drought-like conditions, most of southeast Colorado is in the clear for now. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
Some municipalities in the western slopes have begun issuing water restrictions. However, here in most of the Arkansas River Basin and throughout most of the I-25 corridor, moisture and water levels are okay. Justin Lewin, a hydrologist with the National Weather Service, said the Arkansas River Basin had a comparatively strong snowpack. That, doubled with frequent afternoon showers and rainy days, have helped keep things relatively wet in the region.
That helped boost soil moisture levels and reduce what would otherwise be pretty stressful on vegetation and crops.
The Climate Prediction Center forecasts some likely hotter than average temperatures for the state throughout the summer. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
Nearly 3,000 people are rescued from Colorado mountain trails each year. Summer is the busiest season, and crews along I-70 say they're already fielding calls for lost hikers and twisted ankles. Anna DeBattiste is with the State Search and Rescue Association. She says people have to remember the three T's when gearing up for an outdoor adventure. The first two are trip planning and training.
Figuring out the length and difficulty of your route and the weather forecast. Just make sure that you have the knowledge, the experience, the skill, and the physical endurance for whatever it is that you're planning.
The third T are the 10 essentials, including navigation, sun protection, and wearing layers. Colorado's unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.8% in May, according to the state's Labor Department. That's higher than the U.S. rate of 4.2% for the month. Colorado's job market is slowing, but for now it's still adding jobs. Economists are watching for signs that a U.S. trade war is hurting the job market. Chance for thunderstorms this afternoon around Denver and Colorado Springs. It's CPR News and KRCC.